I was so proud of everyone today. We had all hands on deck with the techs making really awesome skis, and then everyone just went out there and fought as hard as they could, and it was so cool to see everyone just charging super hard, and seeing all the other girls on the team working so hard just got me really inspired and fired up to go out there and, as always in the relay, just give it everything I have for the team. And so Rosie take me off in honestly the perfect position with just like 9-ish seconds to Sweden, because I love chasing people and holding them down, and so I just went after it. And when I caught up to Sweden, I just held back for like 2 minutes to just sort of regain a little bit of energy, and then made a move with the intention of making it stick, which is what happened. So it was really cool to practice those tactics and to be skiing with a lot of confidence. And skiing 5Ks here in Lillehammer has traditionally gone really well for me. So it's really nice to enter the relay with just rock solid confidence and know that we have what it takes as a team, and we definitely knew that coming into today, anything can happen. But you have to put together really solid performances to make that podium come alive. So it was really cool, and I was just, proud of the entire team as a whole.
As far as like yesterday and today, it seemed like you were really making moves on the hills.
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. Like, you have to be willing to change your plan on the fly and see how your skis stack up and how other people are looking energy wise and where you feel like you have a lot of energy. So I definitely didn't have a concrete plan until I had caught up to Sweden. And then I was like, well, I'm not going to pass her right now and then let her draft me through the stadium. It's a lot more like mentally and physically. You get a lot more of an advantage if you can make a move and make it really decisively. So I decided to make it on the hill because that's where I knew I was feeling really strong. And especially like in all this new soft snow, I'm a little bit of a tempo skier. So I knew I could just sort of dance my way up the hill through the snow. And yeah, so that's why I made the move where I did.
Any other thoughts on the weekend?
It's just been an awesome weekend in general. It's so fun to feel like I'm in good shape right now. And I mean, definitely not peaking, but it's so cool to feel like, compared to last year, I was just really tired all the time. And this year I'm a lot more rested, and I think it's really showing that like taking a little more time for myself to spend with my family and my boyfriend has really paid off, and feeling a lot more recovered has been pretty awesome so far this year. So I'm really excited for the next weekend, but not getting ahead of myself, just taking it, one solid training session and smart decision at a time.
And how about the team energy as a whole, as far as everybody racing so well this early?
We've always worked really hard on team chemistry and cultivating just that really positive team atmosphere. Where people can feel less homesick and just super free to be themselves and really supported. So I think that's been really awesome. And earlier this week, we had painting with Bob Ross night. So everyone, including the techs and the coaches, we all found a meeting room and we projected Bob Ross, and we all learned how to paint a mountain scene. So it was really, really fun. And it was just something totally different from skiing that we all did together. And we have our, infamous secret Santa night next week. So I think it's really important that we have these things that are totally separate from skiing, to bring everyone together.